Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. All lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions and comments following the presentation. To ask a question, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Dr. Hocking. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hocking, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Help Your Diabetes. So welcome to Saturday's group call. Remember, we do this every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is always the same, and the code is always the same. Make sure you check your time zones because we do start on time. And just a heads up, if it does go 10 or 12 minutes with no questions or comments, well, the operator and I will end the call early, just so we don't sit on the call with dead air for 45 minutes or so. I'm sure that's understandable. And if you have anything administrative that you need handled, you know, whether you're waiting for something to come in the email or regular mail, or you're waiting for you need help with login credentials and logging in to the patient portal, you know, where you have access to the meal plans ongoing and the videos and, you know, everything like that. So if you need assistance with that, leave a message on the check-in line. And as a reminder, 800-321-9054. And we will make sure it gets to the right department and we'll handle your situation ASAP. We want to make sure all your questions are answered. Remember, the check-in line, once again, 800-321-9054. And you can also use the support email for checking in, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. Either way is okay with us. Remember to do your weekly food logs. Get those in. That's so we can help. You're helping us help you, okay? And it brings clarity to the whole day-to-day for you and any fine-tuning if need be. And, you know, make sure you just get everything on there the best that you can. Meals, snacks, drinks, condiments, or dressings. You know, if you're eating out somewhere, try to break it down for us. Don't just use the vague terms like a buffet or something. It's kind of hard to figure out what's going on there. Just do your best with that. And again, it's there to help you with clarity. It's keeping you on track. It's keeping you focused on this new lifestyle. And it's all about developing new habits. This is not going to happen overnight. I mean, as you start moving forward with this, your body's going to continue to heal and function better because you're forcing it how to function differently. You're teaching it how to get its insulin sensitivity back and how to produce insulin better on its own. It's a process. It's a healing process. So, but have that mindset. This is about body function, okay? And everybody's got different health issues and things like that. Diabetes, the broad strokes are the same for all diabetics. But the fine-tuning comes in with the individual, depending on your health issues and other things you have going on. Lists of medications, surgeries, and, you know, as the list goes on like that. And you got to take that in consideration when it comes to the body healing, its capability of healing. Someone who's been diabetic for 30 years is not going to be the same type of diabetic as someone who just got diagnosed just the other day, you know, for example, and it's only on one medication, or the doctor is thinking about even putting them on a medication as they're in the pre-diabetic phase. So, you know, take that for what it is. Some have been diabetic for over 30 years. Either way, you got to teach your body how to function better, right? Whether you're trying to, not only reverse this diabetes, but help other health issues that come along with it, right? So, you know, it's number one in blindness, kidney failure, and amputation for a reason. It is pandemic. Speaking of pandemic in the world now, wow, is that the big buzzword of today? So, you know, but as you'll see, as numbers start, when you do the wrong things, when the numbers go up together, remember, the good news is when you start doing the right things, on the program, the numbers start coming down together. What do I mean by that? Well, not just your fasting sugar numbers, or you're talking blood pressure, cholesterol, triglyceride numbers, your thyroid numbers are going to change. Your body chemistry as a whole is going to change because it's functioning better. And that's the whole name of the game here. I'm not just using the word body function, but having the mindset and putting your body in an environment so it can heal and it can fix itself. That's what this is. That's what you're doing. So be patient with the process. Don't get frustrated. And, you know, those of you that are eating interesting things that you, I don't know, that you grew up with that aren't maybe that common, and you're using condiments and certain recipes that maybe you think are okay, you need to read labels carefully, okay? So whatever the condiment is, don't assume it's okay. I want you to assume that it's not okay and make sure you're reading labels to keep yourself on track and that you don't bring it home and you're slathering it all over everything. And, you know, next thing you know, the number of the avoid item is skyrocketing and multiplying because you're not taking the time to read the label. If the print is fine-tuned print, fine type, and you can't see it, get yourself a handheld magnifying glass and make sure you can read it, okay? Because I have to do that. Some of this print on some of these labels is ridiculously small. So just make sure you don't let the front of the label tell you that it's okay without reading the back of the label. So you have the nutritional side of the label, and you have the ingredients. Make sure there's no added sugar in the ingredients. If it's naturally occurring, that's different, okay? So keep that in mind. And what was I going to say? Well, today's topic is going to be about checking your blood sugar, and we'll get into that in a second. And I just wanted to commend everyone that's been checking in consistently and with sending in the food logs, especially during the time what we're going through right now. Wow. You know, we will get through this, okay? This too shall pass. The dust will settle on this, and we will move forward, okay? As a people, the world will change because of it, of course, and practices will be different depending on where you shop, or it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But the bottom line is keep your immune system strong. What you're doing now is cranking up your immune system. What you were doing before was decreasing, right, your immune system, all right, and for sure. And that's why the problems get worse when you do the wrong things. That's why the medications list gets longer and the dosages get higher, because your condition's getting worse, right? So remember, when you're managing and controlling it with meds, you're doing exactly that. But the important thing to understand is you're not avoiding the complications of diabetes. So remember, we want to get that A1C below 6.0 off your diabetic meds, right? And with a normal fasting blood sugar. And then you fall into the category of what we call clinically non-diabetic. You put it into remission. You've made it go dormant. This is a lifestyle for the rest of your life. But embrace it, because you're not missing out on anything. What you're missing out on are the complications. What you're gaining is a better quality of life, all right? So just because you've decided to change your life after many years and being on meds, don't get frustrated because it's not all fixed in 2 weeks. Why isn't it coming down? Why? You know, you got to have expectations of you're putting your body through a healing process. And that's what it is. I know I said this already before, but it's so worth repeating. I want you to have the mindset of it's a process. You're going to build up momentum. Momentum is going to keep pushing you forward as your body keeps functioning better. It's going to be functioning better a year from now, and that's going to be exponentially happening as well. 2 years from now, better. 3 years from now, better. Okay? It doesn't just stop, you know, when your A1C is below 6.0 and you start to get you know, a little bit comfortable, you know, don't take backward steps. Stay on it, okay? So checking your blood sugar, the topic today is basically, you know, we're going to focus on that fasting reading in the morning. Remember that. That's the most accurate reading, okay? When you go to sleep and you wake up, that's your fasting number before you eat. That's the number that's going to dictate how you communicate with your doctor about reducing meds, and that's the one you're going to focus on. If you are on insulin and you're on fast-acting insulin throughout the day and your doctor or the nurse in the office has shown you, educated you on your sliding scale and how to do that, well, that's different. You're going to be checking it more often, and you'll pay attention to that kind of rhythm, okay? But don't over-check your sugar if you're not on insulin, because some of you, you get a little bit what I call paralysis by analysis, meaning you want to know what it is all the time just because you just feel like it. You know, I understand because, you know, it's kind of you're curious. But everybody's sugar, blood glucose goes up and down throughout the day depending on what you eat, okay? And the important thing is focus on the morning reading. That's it. Don't check it in the morning, and then after lunch you need to check it again, and before you go to bed, and after you exercise, and you know, you'll make yourself crazy like that. Overchecking it can spike it also. All right? So be consistent with the morning reading. Relax for a little bit. You know, let your arms hang down, and just do your reading. And do your check, all right? Those of you that are using that kind of monitor, if you're using a different kind, you know, just be consistent the way you do it also. And that's kind of really it when it comes to, you know, checking your sugar. I just want to remind you, don't overcheck it, please. Focus on the fasting number. That's the one you're going to be going with. If you're disappointed in the number and you just got started with the new lifestyle, don't be disappointed, okay? Be disappointed in all the years that you were doing the wrong thing and you weren't shown how to turn it around. And put that behind you and move forward with the new positive outlook, knowing that you're doing the right things. The right thing is always the right thing, okay? So focus on that reading. Keep moving down the road, knowing that your body's going through the healing process, and stay on it, okay? That's really all we need to say about that. What else can I say about checking your blood sugar? That's really it. So let me see. Oh, to go through the, before we open up the phones for comments and questions, what I wanted to say while we're on the topic of blood sugar and this and that, you know, a sweet spot to fall into for a good solid week, 10 days, I think it's between 80 and 115, that morning reading, okay? If you want to keep it simple in the brain, if it drops below 100 for a day or two in a row, okay, open up the dialogue with your doctor, let them know you're on a low glycemic diabetes meal plan, and start discussing what you want to do so he knows the reason why it's coming down and you're not just having a lucky day and bothering him about meds, okay? And you'll gradually start chipping away at this and work together as a team. That's all, if you want to keep it simple like that. But between 80 and 115 for a solid week, 10 days, what that's saying is that your body's letting you know it's stable, and then it's a good time to discuss recalibrating your dosage with your doctor, okay? Whether it's insulin or whether it's the oral meds, it doesn't matter. Every time you go to the doctor and discuss that, revisit and re-communicate your entire medication list. Could be an acid reflux med you don't need anymore. Could be a blood pressure. Maybe you're on a few of them, and maybe one of them can be taken away, okay? Could be a cholesterol, statin medication. Could be a thyroid. Open up the dialogue because your body's changing, okay? And it's going to continue to change. That's the important thing right there, what I just said. It's going to continue to change because you're going to continue to do the right things. And momentum, again, is going to be working with you. So when you have that dialogue with your doctor, it's not like okay, well, we had a good visit, and he's going to recalibrate one of your meds and give you a new protocol, okay, or maybe take one away that you don't need. You know, every time you take one away, you're getting those side effects out of your life also. Major. It's not minor, it's major. Plus the stress on the liver and kidney is going to be decreased because of less medication. You know, remember, your kidneys have to, liver and kidney have to filter out these synthetic drugs, and over the years, they take a beating, okay? So when you have an opportunity to discuss that medication, let's do it. And yes, I guess you can say you get your foot in the door with the conversation because your focus is on your diabetes. But now that your foot is in the door and you have that dialogue with your doctor, let's talk about the other stuff. Let's talk about the lab work, you know, Dr. Jones. And, you know, if I'm in the normal range over here, what do I need that for? Because I'm on a diabetes meal plan, and I'm going to continue on this lifestyle. And the fact that the doctor knows that, then he's going to feel more, he or she is going to feel more comfortable making those adjustments with your meds or removing something. Oh, because he's on this program and he's going to continue to do it. You know, it's not one of these yo-yo things that we want to do. We want to be consistent. We want to keep teaching this body how to function differently. We want to keep showing it how to get its insulin sensitivity back, right? How to produce insulin better on its own. All of the players, all of the organs that are players in blood sugar are going to start working better, all of them, not just the pancreas, right, but the thyroid gland and your adrenal glands and your liver, right, and all the other organs that are affected by diabetes, which is the whole body, you know, is going to start healing and functioning better. That's why numbness and tingling and neuropathies start to go away. That's why vision starts to improve. You know, I mean, wow, right? Notice these changes in your activities of daily living as things start to get better, as the inflammation in the body starts to decrease, as your nervous system starts to function better, okay? So, you know, take that for what it is. And again, don't overcheck your blood sugar. Not necessary. If you're on insulin, you follow what your doctor told you. One quick thing is, because there's been a handful of questions about your over-the-counter supplements that you've been taking, whether your whole life or many years, what do you do with them? I had a handful of questions this past week, and I wanted to just let you know as a reminder how we do it at HYD. First of all, anything prescribed by your medical doctor, you follow the prescription to the T, like they tell you, right? Anything over the counter that is not prescribed, any supplements or things like that, you can put those on the back burner for now, okay? That being said, we have you covered. Cleansing phase, phase one. Phase two, the health pack and liver kidney through the program. The health pack is loaded with everything dialed in for not only the type 2 diabetic, but, you know, pretty much, you know, it's got you covered. So we don't want you double or triple dipping on anything. If it's something that your doctor told you is prescribed, like a vitamin D or some kind of a vitamin E, if it's something they prescribed, then you follow it. But I want you to keep in mind, you have to communicate with your doctor with the supplements that you're taking from us. You bring it to them, show your doctor. Like, Dr. Jones, I know you prescribed this vitamin E or vitamin D, but I'm also taking this, which has that in it. And they might be like, okay, well, just follow that then. You don't need to take too much of it. Okay, so that's all. Just good communication all around is good. But you don't need to take things that your body's not going to use. We've talked about this before. You know, get all that, get the stuff out of the way. Get on the program. The lifestyle alone is major, okay? And the supplements are there to supplement the lifestyle, okay? But communication with your doctor, anything prescribed, follow the prescription. Anything over the counter that's not prescribed, You can put it on the back burner. We have you covered with the supplements. But again, always share everything with your MD, right? Always communicate with them. Let them know what's going on. And so, you know, you have that discussion and they know what's going on with you, okay? In case they need to make some kind of adjustment or have that conversation with you, okay? So that being said, operator, I'm going to open up the phones for comments and questions. And I'm ready when you are. Take it away.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. For any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. That's star zero on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from Wayne. Wayne, please state your question or comment.
Hello there, Wayne. Welcome.
Hello, doctor. Hey.
Hi. Yeah.
I don't know about where you're at, but I'm down here in Central Florida, and eggs are very, very scarce. And buckwheat is hard to come by all of a sudden. I find that strange, but it is. Anything else you can think of for breakfast?
Yeah, well, look, as I always say, don't get caught up in the words breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to help you with your mindset. Anything, you can be shuffled around, okay? So I know we're used to certain things in the morning. It's got to sound like a cereal or sound like an egg or sound like a turkey bacon or whatever. But you can have any kind of meat for breakfast. As a substitute for eggs, because any protein source works fine. Doesn't matter if it's a piece of fish. Doesn't matter if it's a piece of beef or a turkey bacon or a chicken or just turkey breast or something like that. You follow me? So don't get caught up in it has to sound like a breakfast item. All right. What I say all the time is you can have eggs for dinner and fish for breakfast. You know, I know it sounds a little bit different than what you're used to, but it's the whole thing about your body function and just staying on track. Okay. The body doesn't care what time of day, diabetes doesn't care what time of day it is or what it's called or whatever. So just shuffle things around, free yourself up. You can get buckwheat online. You can order things, do the best you can. Well, we're in a crazy time right now. I get it. And we're all going through it. We're all trying to, everybody's scrambling around trying to find this and find that. As an example, I wanted to place an order today with the Whole Foods and have something delivered. There was no delivery windows, period. None. So nothing's coming. I mean, so what I do is on Amazon is I keep it in the basket and I keep checking back here and there. And sometimes a delivery window opens up throughout the day. It's kind of weird, but that's what's going on right now. If you go somewhere and they're out of everything, yeah, I know it's hard. You can also, those little cartons of egg whites work fine. Okay. You can use those as well. Which I do from time to time, and those cook up real easy if you're focused on the egg thing. But they might be out of those too, you know. So no easy way to say it. This is a time where you can go Pocono brand online, P-O-C-O-N-O, and order it online. And hopefully it won't take too long to get delivered. I don't know how many people out there are ordering that stuff, but hopefully I answered your question. I'm doing the best I can with answering that.
No, that's fine. Matter of fact,
yeah.
My background is Dutch, and we eat raw herring for breakfast quite often. So
there you go. Okay, so, don't worry about it. Just get the approved food at breakfast time, whatever you want to call it. That's the best way to do this program. The breakfast item, that's why I don't even like to use the word snacks. I like to call them all meals. Don't get caught up. Start to change the terminology in your brain. So call them all meals. Don't even use breakfast, lunch, and dinner anymore. Just call them all meal number one, meal two, meal three, meal four, meal five. And if you get meal six or seven in, that's fine too. I've gotten meal eight in before, depending on how early you start and how late you finish. But remember, you don't want to go past 3 hours with nothing. Up to 1 hour before bed is a good rule. So you sustain through the night. And these are small portions, everyone. or just keep your body on track like that. You're going to feel better. You're not going to have the big gaps between meals and the big highs and lows like before. And, you know, for example, let's just use eggs as an example, since you brought it up. And you made some scrambled eggs or something in the morning, or you made some egg whites, and you made a few portions. Okay, so that's three meals right there, right? And you can have eggs midday and breakfast. You can have at any time in a little Tupperware, and you can just pop it open and eat the egg whites and have a few almonds or walnuts with it. If it's early in the morning, you know, a little bit of fruit with it is fine. And, you know, that's all. Just kind of shuffle things around, have it around. And if eggs fall into meal number five at the end of the day and you have that, perfect. At least it's approved and you know that you're dialed in, you know, and that's how you do it. So as far as the buckwheat, again, you can get it online, but you can also use the quinoa. The quinoa is also can be used. It's kind of like a rice. You know, and that can be used also in place of that as well. And which I love the stuff. Quinoa is good stuff. So, you know, free yourself up, shuffle things around, and you're going to enjoy the ride a lot better. Okay?
Got it.
Yeah. You know, you can eat chicken. Remember, everyone, you can eat chicken 20 times in a row before. I mean, before. You can eat chicken 20 times in a row if you want to, is what I meant to say. And I'm not joking. It sounds like a joke. Well, who would want to do that? Because I've done it. Because when I make some boneless chicken breasts, for example, I'll put them in, and I use the broiler. I don't know. I've been using the broiler for so long. You know, it's basically like as soon as it starts to brown on the top, you flip them over. When you see it browning on the other side, it's pretty much done. And it works. For me, it's always worked out really well. A little lemon pepper on it, no salt, and you can squeeze some lemon when you're done, fresh lemon, and you're done. You know, I mean, and you make a pan of it or even a couple baking sheets in there, and you cut it up into a Tupperware. So if that's all that's around, but it's already done with some vegetables or whatever, you can eat that in a row if you want. I mean, and so, you know, of course it's going to get boring, but I just want you to have the mindset of having things like that on hand and something easy that you can, if you're leaving the house and you want to put it in a little cooler, you know, those little coolers that you put the little ice pack on the top and you get a couple little Tupperwares, you throw some chicken and some vegetable in two Tupperwares, throw a fork in there, you know, or plasticware, whatever you want to call it, some napkins, and a Ziploc bag with some almonds or walnuts. And if you want to have a little bit of fruit, if you're doing it early in the day, and you take that with you, you're going to be fine for the whole day because breakfast is pretty much done before you leave the house, right? If you take a couple meals with you for the mid part of the day, then you know, most people deal with a lunch somewhere and a dinner at home. But then you just got to fill in the gaps, okay? And just keep stuff like that with you, and it'll stay fresh in the cooler, and you'll be glad that you did. And once you start doing that and you're not stuck somewhere where you have to go through a drive-through every single day, especially now. Now, if you don't have to go anywhere, until the dust settles, everyone, don't go. You don't need to go anywhere. That's really what it comes down to. So take that for what it is. Don't get caught up in, you know, the terminology breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call them all meals. Don't even worry about the word snack because meals are snacks. You know, chicken and string beans can be a snack. Doesn't have to be bird, eat like a bird. Like celery sticks and all that. You can eat real food, as I call it. It's better. You'll feel better, okay? So this is all great stuff to talk about on a consistent basis because it's a constant reminder that we got to change our thinking. We got to change our mindset. We got to change the words that we use and the terminology so we don't get caught up in what we used to do. because what we used to do wasn't working, right? New path, moving forward, and we got to keep our immune system stronger than ever right now for obvious reasons. Yes, we're going to wash our hands. That's all. It's simple to do. Wash your hands, okay? Social distancing, that's what's going on right now. So don't be around people that, you know, you don't need to be. It's not necessary, right? Not now, okay? And just pay attention to what's going on. Hunker down if you can. And, you know, as this starts to take its course and, you know, we're in for a ride, everyone. But you got to keep your immune system strong. And when you're on this lifestyle and you're handling your diabetes, you're doing that. All right? So don't lose sight of that, please. Okay? Anyway, I'm going down some rabbit holes today, but that's okay. I might have a half a dozen more rabbit holes to go down before this is done today, I have a feeling. But star zero, if you have a question, we're here for you. Let's get some positive stuff going today. We need it more than ever right now.
And our next question comes from Susan. Susan, please state your question or comment.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, this is Susan. I'm in Kansas, and it's a very windy day, so I hope I can keep you guys connected. Uh-huh. We're in the country,
yeah,
so we don't have... Okay, my question is, now, I have ridden my bike now. I've gotten up to anywhere from 10 to 20 miles a day, and I am stuck with at my weight. I don't know why I'm not continuing to lose weight. It just stagnated, so to speak. Any suggestions?
Yeah, so since you're bringing up the topic of weight loss is what it sounds like.
Correct, yes.
Okay, right. So, well, let's talk about that a little bit. Why not, you know? And basically, you've come to the right place with this because I'm really good at it. So the bottom line is this. So for those of you that want a few weight loss tips, number one, let's go through a few of them. This is good stuff anyways, is when you eat every 2 to 3 hours up to 1 hour before bed, you are going to get your metabolism moving, okay, big time. It takes a little time, but after that first 30 days, you're going to really get it humming. So to give you a visual, and you're going to become a fat-burning machine while you sleep. So that's major, okay? That's major. So the fat's going to burn because of the lifestyle and that eating every few hours, like I just said, up to 1 hour before bed. Secondly, okay, take the salt and the sodium and get it out of your diet, okay? Use salt-free seasonings. Get the water intake up. Whatever you're doing, do more, okay? When you go to the bathroom, you want to see clear. So sodium is naturally in foods anyway, everyone. Just so you know, it's in there, okay? You don't need any extra salt and all that stuff. Yeah, your taste buds are going to go through an adjustment, but that's okay. You're going to lean up and your body's going to wring out that fluid retention and all that stuff that you don't really need, especially if you're on blood pressure meds and things like that. Okay? So clean things up a little bit, as I call it. So when you remove that, you're going to be starting to clean things up. So eating every 2 to 3 hours up to 1 hour before bed is going to get your metabolism ramped up, okay? Fat burning machine big time while you sleep. Salt and sodium, get rid of it. If you want to do your morning walk or let's say, you know, like I say, 20 minutes is the warm-up and you want to go 30 minutes, you start doing some work and you graduate to 40, then to 50, then maybe an hour, depending on your health level. Not everybody's the same. Some people have injuries and surgeries, and I get it. But whether you're doing a stationary bike or walking in place or kicking in the pool, or just going for a casual walk up the street and back, like you're having a conversation with somebody, is enough to burn fat. You don't have to be a cardio jumping up and down like a crazy person if you don't want to. Okay, it's okay if you like that, but I'm just letting you know. Forgive the term crazy person. I didn't mean, but I mean just walking at a normal pace. Do the first cardio walk before you eat your first meal, okay? So when you go to sleep now and you're not eating the way you used to eat anymore, remember, you're not eating any, no bad starchy carbs and all that stuff, like late at night, none of that stuff. So you're going to be eating clean, and then you do that empty stomach cardio before your first meal, you're burning fat. You're not burning carbs from the night before. You're burning fat. So do that, what I call empty stomach cardio. Then you have your first meal, okay? And again, a casual walk is fine. I do that on the treadmill. A normal walk, like I'm having a conversation with somebody, is enough. I do like 40, 50 minutes before the first meal. If you feel, if you're ambitious and you get used to that and you want to add another cardio walk after your last meal at the end of the day, do it. Okay? Do it. So those are the kinds of things you can do. When it comes to things that you can kind of remove from, not just the salt and the sodium, get rid of it, but, you know, remember, nuts and seeds, don't go too crazy with those. There's a lot of fat. There's a lot of fat in things like peanut butter and too many nuts, and you can get carried away with that stuff. So stick with the lean proteins, or the lean cuts, the vegetables, and there you go. The weight's coming off. I don't care what anybody says. If you're on insulin, remember, it causes weight gain and body fat storage. So don't get so frustrated, but that's what it does. So when you get off insulin, when you get off insulin, the weight's going to come off a lot easier. So the interesting thing is, and you'll hear Dr. Hawkins talk about this all the time in his lectures or his presentations, they want you to lose weight as a diabetic in most cases, okay? And they put you on insulin that causes weight gain. And the reason why you're really on insulin is because usually the oral medications aren't working anymore. So the next thing they got in their bag of tricks is insulin. But just know that it does cause weight gain and body fat storage. So when you start to work with your doctor and get that recalibrated in those dosages, and when you and dosages start to get decreased with the help of your physician as the numbers come down, when you don't have to inject yourself anymore, man, the weight's going to come off so much easier, of course. But just keep that in mind, okay? And there you go. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, my question, yeah, because I'm more active than ever. I'm being shut in. I've been cleaning cabinets up and down ladders. And And I just couldn't figure out, why am I stuck at this weight? So that's why I wanted to know. Yeah,
plateaus can happen. Plateaus can happen with everybody, you know. So make those changes that I just mentioned, and you'll break through a plateau. And then your body will find its own healthy weight, and you'll lean up. And when you get to where, you know, you feel like you're where you want to be, and you can always go the other way if you wanted to by adding lean muscle by increasing the portion sizes of the approved foods. And you're eating clean, but you're adding more calories. Got it?
Yes, sir. Yes. I thank you very much. And you also need to, where do I call to get some assistance on my logs?
Well, you're going to check in. You're checking in with us? Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm calling, I'm not getting any answer. That's why I thought I'd ask that question.
Well, you're always going to get it. You leave your check-in on the recording when you check in.
Correct. But I haven't gotten anybody to call me back. But that's why I wanted to check in with you, sir.
No. So what I'm saying is that if you have a question after you check in, say something along those lines. We'll always get back to you the same day. If you don't have a question, we're going to move on to the next check-in day. But rest assured, if we see something that needs attention, we're going to call you anyways. You follow me? So that's kind of how the flow of it is.
Okay, I'll give it another try. Thank you, sir, for your time.
You're very welcome.
And our next question comes from Dallas. Dallas, please state your question or comment.
Hi, doctor.
Hey, Dallas, how are you, sir?
I'm good today. Have a comment and a question. My comment is something I learned from you a couple of weeks ago. I'd about decided that Asian takeout was a thing of the past, but you said just tell them to steam it. So I went in and I said, can you just steam this without any sauce or any starch? They said, sure. I said, I won't have any starch, will it? They said, no, that's in the sauce, and there won't be any sauce, so it will just be steamed. It was a little more bland than I like, but it's still doable and something that I'll be able to get used to and be able to continue to have.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to be more bland for sure because it doesn't have a bunch of soy sauce and teriyaki sauce all over it. But
right.
It's clean and healthy, and you can squeeze some lemon on it, and, you know.
Sure.
There you go.
Yep. So that was good. My question is an air fryer a good or bad tool?
An air fryer? Well, it's not really the tool so much as it is what you put on the food.
You can use an air fryer and still be legal?
Well, it's not like, again, it's not the machine, it's the food.
Okay.
So
okay.
As long as you're not putting any breading on it or any grains or anything like that, it doesn't matter how you cook it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I keep hearing every now and then about air fryers, and I was just curious. So thank you.
Well, it's just a way of frying without, like, obviously without the oil and all that stuff. It's kind of a clean frying tool. You know, I've never used one myself. So, it's what you put on the food that matters. Make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So another comment I'll just share, the previous caller talking about the eggs. What I like to do is just pour cinnamon, just pure cinnamon on it to kind of spice it up a little bit, like you're always talking.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that works. Yeah, that works good.
Agreed. Yeah, just make sure the cinnamon is sugar-free.
Yes, just pure cinnamon. Okay, well, thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. You're very welcome. Thanks for the questions and comments. You bet. Bye. To go on what a previous caller was talking about, when you're checking in, everyone, you know, remember, you're going to get the check-in line and the message. You're going to leave your readings on the message just as a review, okay? Fasting sugar, blood pressure, and weight. If you're on insulin, give us your insulin units. If you're just starting with us, you'll do a daily check-in for the first week, and then we'll go to a weekly, okay? If you have a question after you check in, whether it's the check-in line or email, just say something along those lines. We'll always get back to you the same day, Monday through Sunday. If things look okay and you do not have any questions, we'll move on to the next check-in day, all right? But rest assured, if we see something that needs attention, your fasting sugar is coming, getting on the low side maybe, or they're looking higher than they should, and we got to make some comments on the food log and all that, when you send it in, we'll always respond with what we think is going to help you, okay? And that's all. Keeps it simple and keeps it moving down the road, and that's the best way to do it, all right? Just wanted to review that real quick.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, there are no questions or comments at this time. For any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's *0 on your telephone keypad for any questions or comments.
Okay, so I just had something happen just now. I wanted to just kind of enlighten everybody. If you have a Whole Foods around you or something like that where Amazon can deliver items to you, if there's no delivery times, because that might happen depending on where you live and how busy they are or what they have handy, keep your order. If they don't have any delivery times, keep your order in the cart and then check back throughout the day. Real simple, just kind of log in real quick and check in. And I just had a delivery time open up between 4 and 6 p.m. tonight, and I got it in. But since yesterday, all the way to a little while ago, there was no delivery times. So anyway, it's kind of like you get lucky. Depending on what's going on, how they're doing things, I just wanted to let you know, it's how I've been doing it. It can get a little frustrating, but if you keep the order in there, and then you can always just click, and if they have a window open, you click on it and get it done. So, yeah, that took like a day and a half, almost 2 days of not having anything, but it opened up. It's just kind of the way it is right now. It's a very, very strange and bizarre vibe we got going on. But, you know, we're all in this together. The world is in this together, you know. How together we really are remains to be seen. But just keep doing the right things, everyone. Keep your immune system strong. Practice the normal stuff that you know how to practice with the hand washing and things like that, and, you know, the social distancing and doing the stuff that makes sense to do right now, okay, to get yourself moving down the road, all right? And the ones that have been checking in with their food logs and staying on track, give yourself a pat on the back, because you get through this, and you will. You come out the other side, and you will. We'll look back on this and remember, you know, that you had to grind through it. And that's all I wanted to say there. You know, we're here for you at Help Your Diabetes Monday through Sunday. Don't ever forget that. We're always here. Anything you need, anything we can help you with, you just leave a message. After you check in, say something. You need a call back, send an email, communicate that way. Whatever works for you works for us, okay? *0 if you have a question.
And our next question or comment.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Our next question or comment comes from Lamar. Lamar, please state your question or comment.
Hey, Dr. D.
Lamar, how are you? Hello.
Doing awesome. Okay. Really good.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So wanted to share... I've got a Ninja Foodie. It's got an air fryer in it. And, okay. You know, I've been missing the crunch of, like, potato chips, but those are off. So I found these little garbanzo beans, chickpeas. And But the packages in the store all have lots of sodium. They have soy, all sorts of stuff. So I bought a can of chickpeas. I put some olive oil on it and some paprika and some garlic and onion powder. And I air fry them, and they are crunchy and delicious.
Wow!
And I don't have any of the bad stuff, and it gives me that little crunch desire that I've been craving. It's a nifty little snack. I thought I'd share that with your person who was asking about air fryers.
Right. Far out. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. That was a first.
Yeah. Okay.
I like the creativity, man. You get creative, man. That's the whole name of the game.
That's right.
When it comes
I experimented with different seasonings. I tried even pumpkin pie spices, you know, some cinnamon and nutmeg and cumin.
Okay.
I just have experimented, and I try a different thing, and I didn't like that as much. I like this better, and it's kind of fun. So,
right on.
Work with it.
Yep. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You're playing around a little bit. You're trying to get creative. And everybody's got different tastes and different appetites, everyone. So, you know, but that's – thanks for sharing, though, because you might have just – you know, you might have just triggered a bunch of people. It might be a chickpea kind of weekend.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Pretty young.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for that. That's great, Lamar. Yeah.
Happy to share. All right.
We might have about 5 more minutes. We're coming to the top of the hour. Well, sometimes I tell you, I look at the clock, and it says we have 30 minutes left, and then whammo, it's like 5 minutes left, just like that. But another 5 minutes, and we'll see how anybody's out there. We're here for you. And if you have a question, hit *0.
Ladies and gentlemen, last call for any questions or comments. For any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's *0 on your telephone keypad.
Okay, operator, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for a great group call. And listen, prayers going out to everyone from HYD, your families, operator, you and your families, and every and your staff and everybody over there. Thanks for being there for us and keeping this thing going. We're here for you, everyone. Remember, we do this call, group call, every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 800-321-9054 is our check-in line. support@helpyourdiabetes.com is the support email. Keep moving forward. I want you to, everyone, to stay positive and, you know, keep doing the right things. Keep moving forward. Take care of one another, please. Stay on track. Keep your immune system strong. We'll keep moving down the road together, okay? So we'll see you next Saturday. And have a great weekend, everyone. Stay on track and stay focused. Bye-bye now.